This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
I'm Samita Chakraborty, author of Arrow and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope you enjoyed today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Courtney Lamar Charleston, reading, "It's important I remember that the moral arc of the universe bends, but it doesn't break, and neither breaks toward justice nor away from it. It simply bends, as the bow does before propelling the arrow where it may, agnostic to everything but flight. I don't mean to make morality a weapon in this way, but it already is one and has been for some time. The shackles, after all, were explained as saving us from ourselves, our naked savagery, though it was their whip that licked us and left a kind of tactile text on our bodies. The Bible will have a man beating on someone as easily as it will have another taking one, turning the other cheek, civilly disobedient even when the bombs blow up in their church. Not to say saying no to violence isn't commendable, just to say a strong case can be made for cracking a skull or two, like an everyday egg, in hopes whatever golden light resides inside shines through, throughs the crimson tide for the rest of time, so the tide will, mercifully, recede." About this poem: one of the cultural hallmarks of my country is a pervasive and pacifying narrative of progress which is buttressed by the belief that the United States is inherently good and virtuous, despite whatever crimes it has committed and is committing presently. Of course, this erases the actual labor required to build a just and equitable society, and it likewise erases the people who provide that labor, on the ground, in the proverbial trenches. In the absence of their efforts, the only thing guaranteed to occur is continued violence against marginalized people. Justice will not be thrust forward by a myth. In this poem, I've allowed myself, however briefly, to contemplate a different choice for the marginalized through the lens of the Black experience that perhaps is the only that could force a confrontation with the truth my country has conveniently and consistently eluded. One can debate if it's the wisest choice, but it is an understandable one, even fair.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.